Ow! This is the most pain I have ever been in my life. Welcome to Dad Bod, to Rad Bod, a 75 hard journey where I hope at the end of the 75 days I will actually resemble someone of great shape. At least decent shape, something I haven't been in a long time, and that would be a huge success. I'm your host, Philippe Heide. Welcome back to another episode, the second episode. We're going to talk about what happened after week one, and as you have guessed it, it was tough. It wasn't tough at the beginning, but at the end, I was really, really sore. And honestly, I think it kind of depends on how you do your workouts. Like the way I did it, there were some moments where I just added more and more workouts, different variety, and yeah, I became really, really sore and pretty exhausted, actually, to be honest, at the end of the whole thing. So yeah, let's get into it. What happened in the week, right? What are the pros and cons? And then I'll talk about some funny things, some things I found out, some interactions with my kids, whatever, right? So let's start with the beginning of the week. Now, the beginning of the 75 hard program, I told you guys, starts on a Monday, February 1st. And, I didn't know about the program Tuesday, I know. So now I'm following all the rules. Exactly. However, the first 3 days are kind of similar to what I've been doing before because I was waking up inconsistently, but I was trying to wake up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to lift weights. And that's exactly how the week started. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 6 in the morning, I lifted weights before my kids woke up, showered, and then, as they were getting up, I was up. Generally, I was in good moods when that happened because I've been up for a while. You don't have that like, oh, I'm just trying to wake up and you're groggy, whatever. So far so good. On Monday afternoon at 3 p.m., I went for a run. I told you guys about that last week, and yeah, that was tough. But then the Tuesday and Wednesdays, I just took it easy and I walked. Now the trick is, once Thursday morning rolled around and I woke up at 5:45 in the morning again, that's when things started getting difficult because I'm not used to waking up every day that early, and that's when it became a slog fest. So waking up at 5:45 on Thursday, not only did I wake up, but because I completed my weightlifting for the week 3 times a week. At least that's how I set it up so far. Is I did a skip rope routine, 30 minutes of skip rope. I watched someone on YouTube, I just followed what they did. I haven't done skip rope in a while, and my calves were on fire. I had to stretch them out a bunch of times during the workout, but it's only 30 minutes. And when I was done that, I did burpees for the rest of the way. I think that's kind of cool because I like to do like an extra chest workout, and burpees, you got to do push ups. But yeah, that's like a 600, 650 calorie, 45 minute workout where your calves are on fire. And then in the evening, this is like at like 8 p.m., I decided to go for a run because my goal is to run 3 times a week. My local running group here in Milton, Ontario, they started this event which you try to run like, you can choose to run 300 kilometers in 3 months, so aka 3 kilometers a day. Or you can choose to run 500. Obviously, I'm just gonna try to do 300. So that means I'm gonna try to run 3 kilometers a day, aka 21 kilometers a week. So if I run 3 times a week at 45 minutes, I'm definitely gonna get to 21 kilometers. And generally, like the Thursday run was 8 kilometers almost exactly. So I imagine that's probably every 45 minute run I'm gonna do is gonna be around 8 kilometers. Yeah, but once Thursday ended, and I woke up on Friday, I was dead. I could not move. And I have this like networking meeting I always do at 7 in the morning. So I had to wake up early and I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm working out this morning. However, I do feel like I need to stretch. So I just watched a yoga routine on YouTube and I stretched the crap out of my body. I did a whole bunch of yoga. It's funny because at the end of the yoga routine, my Fitbit said I burned like 80 calories. All the other ones are like 500, 600. So it's kind of funny in a way. Now, the first food challenge happened a little later on Friday because you know, it's it's a pandemic, of course, for a long time, but now things are shut down here in Ontario, at least in our city, in Halton area, they're shut down. And, you know, restaurants are closed. So we're cooking all the time. My wife's like, please, let's eat Chinese food. Now, there's no way I can have Chinese food. But we found out with a little bit of research that one of the places we order from, they actually have a dietary option. And there's only 3 items on the menu that are under dietary option. It's just funny to think about how many things there are in a Chinese menu. Like, there seems like there's like 1,000 options and only 3 are dietary options. Now, the way I handled this is I looked at my diet and it said for dinner I have to have like a beef and, you know, vegetables type of mixture, right? It's not very like clear how to cook it, but of course I'm not going to deep fry it. but yeah, so some kind of beef meal, right? It says, you know, with vegetables and some rice. So the way I handled it is the Chinese restaurant had a dietary beef and vegetable option. I ordered that and I had white rice with it while, you know, my wife and son, they had all the other stuff, chicken balls, deep fried chicken balls, like fried rice, like sesame chicken, all the best stuff. And that was kind of like the first time I have faced food that otherwise would be delicious right in front of me, and I was able to say no. So I was really proud of myself. Now, the food that I had, the dietary version, it wouldn't taste like as amazing as the rest of the food, but it was good enough and I didn't have to cook. You know, sometimes I've been cooking for myself too, because I'm like, all right, well, I don't know who's gonna eat my kidney beans salsa wrap with me, except for me. And I think one of the meals was like salmon from the, like, in a can with chickpeas and quinoa, and that sucked. I think I'm not gonna eat that meal again. Like, I'll cook the salmon and then you know, not from the can, because like it has like pieces of bone in it, and you know, everyone was eating like something delicious and I was eating this like bony, like I ate the whole thing, but like it's one of those meals where like the very last bite, you're like, you know, you kind of feel like you're going to throw up, and then somehow you plug your nose and you swallow it and you just say amen to that. I would never want to eat that again. So yeah, I'm going to mix it up a bit. If my diet says canned salmon, I'm just going to cook the salmon and eat it, because that's going to go down a lot nicer and I will be satisfied. The funny thing I think that happened is, I think it makes sense to play like a game and to like kind of make these new habits that you have to do, these new tasks, to be as enjoyable as possible. So the leftover Chinese food we had, obviously I cannot eat it. You know, she ordered enough food for all of us, but I'm not eating my share of the bad Chinese food. So there's a lot of leftover Chinese food, because you're asking a 240-pound guy not to eat his share. There's going to be a crap load of food left that otherwise would be consumed. And we're like, what are we going to do with all this Chinese food? We thought about giving it to someone. I did ask a friend eventually, do you want this food? He said, sure. Now they live 2 kilometers away. And what I decided to do is I was really contemplating running my 3rd time of the week. And, you know, this is Saturday, Friday evening. And I'm like, okay, why don't I go out tomorrow, Saturday morning, and do a morning run. I haven't done a morning run in a long time, like literally like a year. And running in general, I'm still a little bit apprehensive about it. Like, I just don't, it's not as exciting to me as going down and lifting weights. Like, you know, I'm still warm, it's in the basement, you know, it's in the comfort of my home. I can just go upstairs, have some food after that. With running, is I have to go outside, and we're in Southern Ontario, which means it's like, well, Saturday morning, I'll just tell you, it was -7. And with windshield, felt like -17. So when I woke up at 5:45, which sucked, you have to wake up on your day off. I think I had to go to work later, but like 5:45 in the morning, I think it took me to like 6:15 to like get out of the house. I double bagged the leftover Chinese food and ran to my buddy's house, dropped it off on his front porch. I made a joke I'd call him, when I dropped it off at like 6:30, and yeah, but obviously I did not. I was not like not very cool like that. So I dropped it off, and then I continued going for my run, which was like cool. I just, I mean, once you're out there and running, you're dressed in the proper gear, got thermal shirt underneath off, thermal pants underneath my actual track pants and my sweater and whatever. Yeah, I have gloves and hat. I felt fine. And I completed the whole 8 kilometer run. I think I was actually a little bit shy of 8. I think I might have got to like 7.8. I was a little slower than Thursday, but whatever. I completed the 45 minutes and got home, showered, kids got up, and yeah, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. What I was thinking of doing is I actually filmed like me running past the school, running past the, sports complex, like all the monuments that I actually ran past. I mean, it's just a small, it's not, I mean, it's not a small town, but it's just some basic school and this and that. I was thinking about doing a TikTok video where I drop off the Chinese food like the very end, and it's me running past all these places, and it's like 8 kilometers. But I mean, I didn't really get around to do that. There's only so many things I can do with my free time, especially now that my free time is basically work out for 2 hours a day and then read a book. The other thing I wanted to mention is Sunday. I worked out. I think I did some like I think it was Sundays and the weekends, especially if I'm not like I have to go to work and show clients homes or whatever, and I'm home. It's gonna be a bit tricky because I do want to sleep in once a week. Even if I sleep until like 8, 9 o'clock, that's like a crazy amount of sleep compared to my 5:45 wake up time. So Sunday I slept in, and maybe around 10 o'clock, I asked my son, "Hey, do you want to play in the basement?" And we went down to the basement. He's got a bunch of extra toys down there that we have on shelves, and so yeah, he just went nuts. And I did like this like ab routine, just on the mats there. I completed the whole 45 minutes. He played the whole time. Sometimes he came and joined me, and he would do like couple jumps here and there, and then he's like, "All right, I'm good. I'm gonna go back to my toys." So that's a good way if you guys have kids, especially if they're a bit older, you can maybe get away with a workout. And something, obviously, I don't know if I can do every workout. It's not like I can just be like, "All right, you stay here. I'm gonna go for a run." But I could do some like aerobic type of exercise in the basement. Even I guess I could have lifted weights. And then in the evening, I was talking to my wife, and we said, "Why don't we do a workout together?" So we did like some Pilates type workout, which was a little bit more vigorous than I'd hoped for, but we got it done, and we did something together. I guess one of the things my wife is gonna have to get used to, which she's already complaining, but hopefully she gets used to, is that I'm like in bed at like 10 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock. I'm in bed reading my book, and then trying to go to sleep. I don't think I'm still getting enough sleep. Maybe I'm averaging like 6:45. 6 hours, 45 minutes. So I need to crank that up. However, she's like, "Hey, we're not hanging out much." And I'm like, "I don't think there's gonna be much time for me to watch shows in the evening." And there won't be. I think she'll get used to it. We'll just cherish our dinner time together or something. We'll do what we can, right? It's only for 75 days, right? Marriage is forever. And we will, we did that workout together. It was a lot of fun. We were high-fiving. And I think that's a good way to get your spouse involved if they're not doing a challenge. So yeah, so far first week, I think I'm down like 5 pounds, and I think that's pretty simple. Just pounding a ton of water in your system, not eating any junk food, is gonna get you where you want to go. But come Monday, absolutely exhausted, and I have to start it. Feels like never ending. So hopefully I'm gonna feel good next week as well. But everything in my body hurts at this point. And hopefully, I guess I get used to that. I'll find out. So far, so good. First week. Let's do it.